2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Hey, Dave, heads up. Listen up.
Winter is coming.
Did you hear that? Let me play that again.
Winter is coming. Winter is coming.
It is getting colder and colder. I had to turn on my heat this week. In fact, I was at Home Depot strong-arming people out of the way to get one of the last three heater filters in the size that I need, which is like the most massive size, and it's $30. Since when is a heater filter $30?
Your filter is $30?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so I was crawling down on my hands and knees in the basement replacing that thing. But here's the headline that really caught my attention this morning. 30 to 40% more heating your house and staying warm this winter because of natural gas prices going up.
I saw this yesterday when we had our conversation on inflation. Mm-hmm. I went to the consumer index that tracks inflation, and it said energy is up 25%. Just inflation. So it doesn't surprise me that energy is going to cost us a ton. It's not just a supply and demand issue. It's just not a resource issue. There's an inflation component to this as well.
So it's 54% more on propane, 43% more for home heating oil, and 30% more for natural gas. And there's even, if you know, not many, I don't know, maybe there are a ton of people that use electricity to heat their homes in Utah. Most use natural gas, but there is also going to be a 6% jump in electrical heating costs. Okay, so who predicts this? Well, it's an agency I've never heard of, the Energy Information Administration. And they have an acting administrator who put this information out, just said, hey, there's a growth in demand and it's outpacing the growth in supply. So it's really quite simple economics.
The cost of living here in Utah is extremely expensive in many, many, many areas, except energy. We are below the national average when it comes to energy costs.
Oh, I did not know
now
that.
Now, it's 97%. We're in the ballpark. But, you know, housing is 150%. You know, we're very, very expensive in many places, but we do have affordable heating and energy. So when you say that it's going to get expensive and more expensive, this is the part of the cost that scares me.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't even know if this is a thing with Dominion Energy or whoever, you know, the natural gas supplier is for your area. Are you on like an equal pay plan where you go month? You pay as you go.
Yeah.
Me too. Equal pay would scare me because I feel like I wouldn't know exactly how much I was using in the winter months when I have my heat turned up and my gas fireplace on.
I would like to think that's a great reason. That's a great reason not to do equal pay so you could monitor. We just do it because I don't know. I don't know why we do it. I think we just like having the cheap prices over the summer.
Yes, I love it when my gas bill this month was $28.
Yeah.
I was jumping
like,
for
awesome.
Joy.
No air conditioning, no heating, nothing.
I think a lot of people do the equal pay. And you have to be able to know. I would suggest getting an audit. Calling up your natural gas company, even your electric company, and saying, okay, where am I spending that money? And do that and see what it was like last year. So you know going into this year, does 2 or 3 degrees or 1 degree difference on your thermostat make a difference? Because I'm beginning to feel with inflation, there is a way for us to fight back. And that is what I talked about yesterday at the grocery store, you know, our grocery store example. Use coupons. Meal plan. There's a way to fight this. Yeah, it's not ideal, but we got to take responsibility for how much we're using. And I want to jump into 12 ways to Sunday. No, we're going to be here till Sunday. There's a whole list of ways. We'll get to as many as we can that you can save starting this weekend on your heating bill, Dave.
I will tell you this. I hate the heating bill. I hate how much it costs, but it always scares me when we start talking about, oh, you know how to bring down your heating bill, install new windows. Like, really? Okay, $5,000 in windows later.
That's not one of my tips.
Or hundreds or thousands of dollars of insulation later.
No, that's one of my tips. But I'm going to tell you why, and that's why that's important. And I actually did the insulation route years ago, and I'm so thrilled I did. But let me start with a really cheap solution. Have you used weather stripping around your doors?
Weather stripping. I've never heard of that. Weather stripping?
Oh, my goodness. A few weekends ago, I had the pleasure of spending 8 hours cleaning out my garage. I had no idea that I was hoarding that much unusable stuff in my garage. And I found 3 rolls of unused weather stripping from Home Depot. I'm going to bring you one on Monday. So weather stripping is amazing because it is inexpensive. It's a few bucks at Home Depot. I don't even know the price. Maybe you can look it up. Maybe it's $5-$10 a roll. But what you do with it is you go around your doors and you see, you know, you feel there's cracks there in your doors.
Yeah.
And you can put that in like the door jamb to keep the air from coming in. And I'm going to play part of a YouTube video. It's 10 seconds. I need 10 seconds of your attention right now. There's this DIY couple on YouTube that does a how-to on weather stripping, and they measured the temperature of the air seeping through a door from their attic. And listen to what the air temperature was, or what the temperature was.
You can see very clearly the dark area, which means cold, next to the light area, which means warm. The door is 58, and the air that's coming in from underneath it is 42 up here.
42 degrees.
And in our freezing winters.
And coming into your home at 42 degrees. Weather stripping, we just looked it up, $5 a roll. You get a free roll.
How thick is it?
Deb.
How hard is it to install?
It's so simple, Dave. I can do it. I can do it. It's just, you just remove the back side of it. There's a tape. It's sticky.
Like a sticker?
I can't believe you don't know this. Yeah, it is literally like a sticker. And it would take you less than 2 minutes.
I don't have to adjust the door jams or anything.
No. If you don't know how to do it, put me on FaceTime. I'm going to walk you through it.
Deb, how do I cut it? Use a utility knife.
I want you to look at, in the coming months, I want you to look at the icicles hanging from your roof. If they're 2 or 3 inches long, this is no big deal. If they're 2 feet long daggers, that could be...
Impalers, we call them.
Yeah, used in an armed robbery, David. You need to look at getting insulation because that is a sign that your roof is trying to tell you something. It's trying to tell you that your insulation's not sufficient and a lot of heat is escaping out of your roof and you're wasting money. If you see long icicles hanging from your eaves, what you should also see is dollar signs hanging on those long icicles.
Heating the outside.
Do you have a programmable thermostat?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can save as much as 10% a year if you drop that down about 7 degrees during the day when you're gone. Yeah, that's
okay.
What I do.
Yep.
I heat my home to
82 while I'm gone.
No, it's 60 degrees in my home when I'm gone.
I bet that's... And then you heat it up before you get home?
Yeah, okay. It's programmable.
Okay.
Let the light in. Let the sunlight in. It helps warm naturally.
Oh. So open up those... Yeah.
And then here's
shutters.
Yeah, open up the shutters. And here's the best tip of all, because I can totally see you wearing this on top of your head. Just wear warm clothing. You know how your kids are always complaining about being cold? Tell them to go put a beanie on their head.
Hey, welcome to your house. You better wear a coat inside, though, because we're trying to save some money.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on kslpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.